You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
When you filed your income tax this time, did you stick with the old tax regime or did you choose the new one? Turns out, not many of us opted for the new regime. Well, in some good news, sources tell CNBC TV 18 that the government is looking to make new simplified personal income tax regime more attractive for the salaried class. Wondering what more to expect on the standard deduction limit and home loans front? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with all that's happening in the market, economy, the latest in the pandemic, assembly elections, and more. Before I share more on what reliefs the budget for the 2022-2023 fiscal is likely to offer, let's first see how the market fared on January 18. The market witnessed a volatile session today. While it opened on a high note following positive global trends, Sensex and Nifty fell shortly after. At close, the indices failed to hold on to the intraday recovery and ended at day's low. Sensex closed at 60,750 as it declined 660 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index closed 195 points lower to end at 18,100. Tata Consumer, Maruti Suzuki and Tech Mahindra were among the stocks that contributed to the losses. However, financial stocks lent some support as all major private banks closed in the green. Auto stocks were also in focus today. Maruti Suzuki, Ashok Leyland, Tata Motors and Eicher Motors were all in the red, correcting between 1% to a little over 3%. Maruti Suzuki's shares declined as brokerage CLSA said that its models lack peers like Tata Motors and M&M in global NCAP safety ratings. Also, the government has issued a draft notification to make 6 airbags compulsory for all cars from October 1st, 2022. According to CLSA, this is likely to increase the cost of cars by about 16,000 rupees, as the average cost of an airbag is 4,000 rupees. And if this notification goes through, Maruti Suzuki would be the most impacted as 70% of its domestic volumes come from hatchbacks and entry-level sedans. Tata Motors shares too remain in the negative territory except for briefly rising following the announcement of a hike in prices of cars in the passenger vehicle segment. The auto major has announced an average price hike of 0.9% depending on the variant and model from January 19th onwards. Meanwhile, Fiera Capital tells CNBC TV 18 that it finds India expensive at the moment and there are potential negative growth shocks that could arise. The global asset management company is not overweight in India at the moment and says that it can't see itself being overweight in the near term as well, as it can't find the number of stock that it needs at the right valuation. Moving on, sources say Fab India is likely to file draft red herring prospectus with SEBI this week for its IPO worth 4,000 crore rupees. According to the sources, the fresh issue of equity shares will be worth 500 crore rupees and the offer for sale will amount for 3,500 crore rupees. Now, coming back to the union budget that will be announced on February 1st. Sources say the government is considering tweaking new tax regime to encourage taxpayer adoption. It may also club standard deduction and interest against home loan. According to the sources, house rent and medical insurance premium may also be included under the new tax regime. Talks are even underway on more relief for individual taxpayers, they say. Some of the proposals that are under consideration are a hike in existing standard deduction limit, an increase in window for medical insurance premium, and simplification in capital gains tax rules. Next up, as elections draw close, let's see what's happening in the poll-bound states. In Punjab, the Aam Aadmi Party has announced Bhagwant Mann as its chief ministerial candidate for the upcoming polls. During 2017 polls, when AAP had not projected any CM face, the party had won about 20 seats in the 117-member strong state assembly. Also, voters must note that the Election Commission has postponed the date of Punjab voting from February 14th to February 20th, This is following requests from political parties in view of Guru Ravi Das Jayanti. Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, the other big state which is being keenly watched, Bhim Army Chief Chandrasekhar Azad has said that his party will fight the UP polls on its own and would not enter into an alliance with the Samajwadi Party. He declared candidates on 33 seats, and without naming SP or its chief, Azad said that there were discussions on 25 seats for an alliance, but he was later betrayed. Meanwhile, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dharmendra Pradhan, Uttar Pradesh CM Yogi Adityanath, BJP National President JP Nadda and other BJP leaders are meeting at party headquarters in Delhi for the BJP Core Committee meeting. Congress, on the other hand, has released the third list of candidates for the upcoming polls in Goa. Michael Lobo, the former state minister who recently quit BJP to join the party, will contest from Kalangut. Moving on, a look at the pandemic situation in India. Amid the rapid spread of Omicron, World Health Organization's India representative says that the blanket approaches such as complete restriction on movement of people and travel bans can be counterproductive in containing the COVID spread in a country like India. According to WHO, India must target risk-based strategies to counter the pandemic. He said public health action in India and the world must be guided by evidence on four key questions. How transmissible is the variant? Severity of its causes, how well vaccines and prior SARS-CoV-2 infection protect, and how common people perceive risk and follow control measures. In some good news from Mumbai, the BMC says there's been a sharp decline in the number of COVID cases. The civic body says that the situation in Mumbai is improving, and if cases come down to a three-digit figure, then BMC will relax restrictions. Moving on, tell me something. Do you think you'll be able to find a better paying job this year and also a workplace where you'll be happier than you are right now? A LinkedIn survey says India's workforce is quite optimistic about the future of work and that a significant percentage of professionals are considering changing jobs in 2022, notwithstanding the shape-shifting coronavirus pandemic. According to LinkedIn's new job seeker research report, a significant 82% of professionals in India are considering a job change this year. It's because the pandemic has spurred people to rethink their careers and look for new job opportunities to meet their renewed purpose and priorities in life. Are you considering a job switch too? If so, happy job hunting. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with all the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.